So how was your weekend?
Did you spend the whole time hunting wild signatures?
Actually, I went on a date.
Get right out of town. How was that?
Unexpected. He's a really good-looking guy, and I thought he was kind of cheesy at first.
Trust your instinct.
But he turned out to be totally sweet. Sometimes people are layered like that. There's something totally different underneath than what's on the surface.
And sometimes there's a third, even deeper level, and that one is the same as the top surface one.
Huh?
Like with pie. So you can see him again?
How about Talk Radar 179? Starting super fast because we're pressed for time, everybody's leaving, and we want to get everything done. Is that going to be fun?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a short show this week.
I think we will do a short show.
Awesome.
I'm sure the internet will find you compensation, dear listeners. Anywho, short week. Dude, I just interviewed Felicia Day.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty nuts.
And you got a copy of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog signed for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I sort of wished I would have done it. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in a shot with, on camera with her. I have proof I met her.
Yes.
So when you asked her to sign it, was she just totally like,
no,
and like
dude,
rolled her eyes and she's like, I hate my fans. Fuck you people.
She is an enchantress. I was telling her that my ex-girlfriend loves her and she's like, oh, is she a fan of the guild? Like, nope. Is she game? Nope. She's seen Dr. Horrible? Nope, no Buffy either. Like,
she hasn't seen Dr. Horrible.
And yeah, and she was like, why? I'm like, I honestly don't know. I showed her Dr. Horrible because she was already a fan of yours. And she's like, that is happening to me. She's writing the Dragon Age Redemption web series that coincides with the Mark of the Assassin DLC. Coming to you on October 11th. But I think we'll have a fun video up with her on September 27th. I'm really excited about that. I was supposed to be on vacation. I'm like, I am not turning down an interview with Felicia Day.
This is the second week in a row, by the way, that you have plugged your lack of vacation because of your dedication.
Yes, because of my dedication. Speaking of which, look for me next week, here all week and not on vacation. Anywho.
Is that official?
That is official.
Cool. First time hearing about it.
I know.
Here we go. Wait.
So how's everybody else's week so far? Coop, you moved into a new place. This is Chris Antista.
This is Michael Raparos.
Yes.
And I'm Hollander Cooper.
Oh, I didn't plug my sound effects in. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Somebody took my... I'm tired of sharing this space.
Let's kick all the magazines out. Nobody listens to their shitty podcasts.
Hey. I almost listened once. So anyway, this is Chris, Michael, and Hollander.
Yep.
Coop.
Yep.
Like, Tyler Nagata still calls you John all the time.
Yes, he does.
And I'm like, but John, you're confusing me.
I aim to confuse.
What do you prefer?
On the podcast?
In general.
Just go with my last name. That's okay. The one that stays consistent, no matter who I'm talking to. Always going to be blank Cooper.
So you told me, you said there were a billion James Coopers, and they all write for something.
John Coopers.
And like you said, and just Coop. You'll eventually call me that no matter what.
Every teacher,
right.
Professor,
right.
Everyone just eventually calls me Coop. It's the curse. And
you said that, and I tried not to. I'm like, that's just too easy.
Yeah.
I tried throwing Holly Coo in there, and that doesn't work very well.
You've still thrown some Hollies at me. Yeah.
Well, how's everybody's week? What are people playing? We'll get into our top 7 a little bit, I assure you.
I haven't been playing much. I've been playing iPhone games because I still haven't had that much time to play that many like big console games. I'm looking forward to jumping into Gears, though.
I finished Gears.
Started on Gears. Why isn't Charlene here to discuss fucking Gears?
Nobody can do the show today. It's one of those situations.
I don't care if he can do it or not.
It's one of those situations. I know. It was. I really enjoyed the campaign. I liked it, I think, more than Charlie did. He didn't like one thing expressly, and that involving the story. And big spoiler that I won't mention. But I thought it was carried out very well, and I liked that moment a lot. Whereas he despised it, so it's weird.
The coal sex scene.
Yes, the coal. Genuinely funny. Video games never make me laugh. Gears has one of the funniest sequences of the year involving Cole. It's awesome.
Gears 2 was the same way. When
it's
Gears
awesome.
2 is first introduced back into the game, he's introduced via like a little vignette where you see him do like football moves where he's like rolling around enemies and like stabbing guys in the back and throwing them. I think you're going to save him, and then you see him take down like 15 guys on his own. Cole always has the best scene.
Yeah.
I do like that. I just started playing it last night, and funny story, I actually actually started playing Resistance 3 because I wanted to check out the 3D on my new TV. And then Resistance 3 had all this loading shit, and it had to download updates for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, God. And then I was like, hey, shit, I just got Gears 3. I should be playing that. Why aren't I playing that? And so, yeah, I played up to about like the Leviathan battle bit, a little bit afterward. But I do appreciate that Cole can now wear hats.
Yeah.
And that you can decide how those hats should be oriented. And
wait, really? That's a thing that happens?
That is a thing that happens.
Backwards, forwards.
I walked up to the back of like the bed of a pickup truck and noticed a little icon pop up. So I hit the button and it said, how do you want to wear this? Backwards or forwards? I'm like, forwards? And then he's wearing a ball cap.
Do confused glares transmit over microphones?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. They translate as awkward silences, but like it's all right.
Okay.
But I do like, it's one of those rare situations where you have the retail copy of the game like way early. Epic got us to us very early.
Right.
And I was finished and I'm playing the new Horde mode. Like yesterday I took a day off and I had tons of other work to do and on other things. A whole day Horde mode. Level 25. Yeah, astonishing. And there's a Cole skin in the game that's just him. I'll play it up like pre-E-Day.
The Thrashball one or a different one?
No. Oh. Like
Cole walking around the streets.
No, think of him at the height of his career when he's got an album and he's just decked out. Play it up. And it's like, you have to do one out of one things to open this. And I don't know what it is. And it's so frustrating that I really want to unlock that skin. And because we got because boohoo, humble brag, we got the game early. I can't even Google it because nobody knows yet. When? Anywho, Gears 3, fucking rules. I'm going to show you the song a little later on. But let's get into our top 7 this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Michael Rapport.
Once again,
Michael Rapport is...
It is top 7, bestest frenemies.
Bestest frenemies.
Yeah.
I love the name frenemies.
It was a fun one to write.
And I like that you included bestest as well.
Yeah, that was the last minute addition. I was proud to be there.
Was that you or Charlie who suggested bestest?
I had just written it in a headline previously. Like, I had to ask Gary. He's like, is that cool? Bestest? Come on. Like, I just want to write bestest. And with frenemies, like, I wish I'd have held back on it because that makes the most sense. Two non-words.
They weren't right next to each other in the stories.
Though it would have been funny if they were. Somebody's like, I guess that's just their headline format now.
Yeah, now everything is bestest.
Two words you can't find in the dictionary are headline. It's awesome.
Bestest review, bestest preview.
Yes.
But frenemies, a great concept because there are so many of these. And you sent out a prospective list for the top 7. Yeah, and I said, like, that is actually a top 20 feature that you've almost already... Because you weighed in, like...
Here's three paragraphs on why this character would be a good addition. Yeah. It's like, why did you do this? Mm-hmm. Why are you even asking us?
Michael. One or two sentences on
He's Michael.
One.
Even his procrastination is kind of productive.
I wanted your help winnowing this stuff down. I wanted to make arguments. Each one would be considered.
I tried to help by saying Protoman. Who did
list? Oh, he did make the list. I got hung up on the Protoman... Whether he or Base would be better. Because Protoman only really fights you in one game.
I know, but he can fucking kill you.
And then Base never actually teams with you except as a ruse.
But he's fighting you to help you.
Protoman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what makes him cool.
Like Racer X.
He's not even an enemy.
But he is an enemy. You can die.
Yeah,
you can die.
That's true.
Anywho, I shouldn't harp on that.
But now he's just since... Like, he is very much the Racer X of the series, and I thought he was pretty strong initially, but then just realizing, like, he's only really been an antagonist at all in one game.
And
since then, he's just, like, he's just the enigmatic guy who shows up to dispense advice.
I couldn't put up with it. Like, well, Bass is technically better. And I'm like, I can't let this go down. I know you're right, but I can't let this go down. So I wanted to go.
But Bass isn't really his friend at all.
I call him Bass. That's how they call. That's how they refer to him in the cutscenes.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Bass and Treble.
It's Bass and Treble.
That's not what I heard in the cutscene.
The cutscene voice actors are morons.
Yes. Oh, Dr. Wally.
Mega Man.
I like silly Dr. voices.
Anywho, yeah, that's who it was. Anywho, this is our top 7
gay Santa Claus.
Best frenemies.
Friendship.
Number 7 on the list.
Number 7 is actually what bumped Protoman off the list. Oh. It was a suggestion by Cooper that you kept insisting on, and so I finally gave in. And it's Wolf O'Donnell, Star Wolf.
Yes. Star Wolf, that was... I think I sent you, like, 5 emails singing Star Wolf.
No, you don't understand.
Yeah. Starwolf is a great addition to the list because he's sort of one of those characters. I mean, there are some times where we said, like, oh, this guy's fighting you to make you stronger. Mm-hmm. Starwolf is trying to freaking kill you. Yeah. There's no disillusion. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just trying to train you. He's in a group of mercenaries. He's the head of a group of mercenaries paid off by the main villain of the game, Andross, who's mm-hmm. trying to, like, destroy the galaxy or take everything over. His squad mates are people who helped kill your father.
At least one of them did. Pygma did.
Well, Pygma did, and his other squad mate is Andross's, like, nephew. So yeah. It's not like he's like, oh, I'm going to back off and not kill you. He's trying his best to kill you. He's sort of your shadow, your, like, darker side. What could have happened to Fox if he would have gone in another path once his dad was killed? But yet, in the GameCube Star Fox, he is completely ready to throw that quarrel aside for the greater good.
Yeah, and it's not an immediate conversion either. You start out, I think, fighting them in Assault, and then, like, events conspire so that Starwolf actually saves Fox's life from, like, an ambush when he's trapped on the roof of a building, and... He says it's just so that he can kill him himself later, but
you know that it's, and it may be partially true, but at the same time, he still saved you, and then it wasn't like he saved you and then immediately killed you. He saved you, and he's like, I'll get you later,
right?
And in the DS, so it's Star Fox Assault, right?
Mm-hmm. Command,
right? He like steals your girlfriend too. Like he's just
that is one possible.
What? That's,
yes.
Well, he doesn't steal. He recruits Fox's girlfriend Crystal and
for sex.
It's one of his squad mates Panther wants her for sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of these days we're just gonna there is so much erotic fan fiction about Crystal for some fucking reason.
And have you seen Crystal?
I have. She's a furry beast with a tail. Like what? There's so many other things to fetishize, like digitally. Like I don't know.
They gave
like
her a hot human ass.
They did. It really did. But that's why but he is just sort of a good, like, you never know when he shows up. Whenever he shows up, you have a feeling like he's probably
let you do that.
I love that quote so much.
Can't let you do that.
You just never know if he's going to be, like, attacking you or trying to help you, even though, like, 99% of the time he's trying to kill you.
If the FX ship could, I'm sure it would have had him stroke his beard.
Yes.
Right when he said that.
Don't get too cocky, Starbuck.
Just isolate the cock from that.
I did.
You're good, but I'm better. No way! I don't believe it!
I'm not that upset that they replaced his voice in the DS.
I think I was trying to find these clips. The voice actor who did this, he's Soldier in Team Fortress 2, and he also does, like, he's the narrator for Star Fox 64. He's General Dog. Help me out here.
General Pepper?
Sure! Yes.
Yeah, that sounds kind of right.
Number six.
Number six.
He's based on Sergeant Pepper.
We're on number six now.
Number six is Knuckles the Echidna.
Knuckles. Echidona.
Echidona?
That's the song, his theme song from... I should have got that. I thought I was hoping people would remember it, specifically the people in this room, but hopefully the listeners. We played Sonic rap songs.
I vaguely remember what
about. It just opens up, and he's like, it's English rapping. Echidona. What is Echidona? Is that where you're from?
Yep. An echidna from Echidona.
Yeah, tell me about Knuckles.
Knuckles is, he showed up in Sonic 3, basically just to be the new antagonist for Sonic, be cooler than Sonic, and to punch Sonic and steal all those emeralds. And, it's one of those things where this is a little bit shaky because Knuckles is very much a...
Only evil in the first game?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. All right. Actually, no. There's two games.
All right.
Where he's a dick.
Okay.
Fuckles the Eat Dickna, as I like to call them. But,
Fuckles.
Yeah.
It's the worst clown ever.
Yeah, we're classing it up in this joint. Fuckles the Clown.
Fuckles the Clown.
Wow.
Here's your Photoshop for the week.
Yeah. He's kind of, you know, one of Sonic's lame-ass friends now. But in Sonic 3, he was a major antagonist. And he was being tricked by Eggman, Robotnik, into thinking Sonic had stolen his Master Emerald.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I hate when that happens.
But then he comes back in Sonic Adventure, and, like, the first time you see him, he just, like, threatens Sonic. He's like, give me all your emeralds, man!
He's just a bully.
And then you fight, and then, like, Eggman comes and steals the emeralds anyway, and so it's like, fuck you, Knuckles, what the fuck were you thinking? That's actual
bully
game dialogue.
For a greater class.
That's a quote?
Yeah.
I do have some Knuckles audio, and more important than the audio, the stunted and Dreamcast era Knuckles dialogue, I really want you to pay attention to the coming up next on Cinemax music that plays plays underneath it. It's beautiful.
The Master Emerald is where it belongs. But Angel Island is still falling. This doesn't make any sense. Maybe those Chaos Emeralds that I brought back with me have something to do with what's happening.
Jesus!
I'll take them to Sonic for his advice.
You know, the random intern they got to do that audio did a killer job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's maybe something.
Just remembering those weird rubber band mouths that everyone had in Sonic Adventure.
Wow, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Place, yeah.
They were like, we can't do real mouths yet, but we're the Dreamcast. We can't have their mouths just flap open.
Yeah, exactly.
We need something in between.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby has no internet access, but that's okay.
Oh, shit.
I sacrificed that because hopefully we'll be able to capture PC game footage on a consistent basis now.
I don't believe it.
Look behind you. Look at that. This room's
that
even more crowded.
Impressive.
Okay, number five.
Captain Quark.
How can you not like Captain Quark?
He's a lovable oaf.
It does make me sad for Blasto. Blasto, though, I wish.
Quark is kind of like what Blasto was sort of supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, just a huge barrel-chested idiot.
It turns out you just can't have a game with that on its own. You need a balance there, something grounding, like old Ratchet, old boring Ratchet.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And old, especially boring Clank.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Clank.
But, yeah, Quark's fun. He's spent, like, three games, roughly, trying to kill the main characters and just being a really selfish prick.
That wasn't from the first game, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the first game?
From the first game.
Ah. Yep.
From the first game. He was, like, this space hero that Ratchet idolized, and then Ratchet, like, eventually finds out, like, he's just a fraud, that he's basically just a stuntman who's using his hero image to get, like, endorsement deals. And,
I don't know.
Like Zap Brannigan.
Zap Brannigan. Kind of, yeah. But he tries to kill Ratchet because Ratchet's going to get in his way.
Sleep with Leela.
And, yeah.
Sorry.
Director's cut of Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, after trying to kill Ratchet and Clank like three times, they finally, like, you know, let him hang out with them. And
you want to come back to my place and chill?
This is one of the reasons I wish Elston was here to elaborate on this, but I've wanted to make the comparison in almost every entry right now. They all seem like the green/white Ranger from Power Rangers.
Oh,
the guy they fought for a bunch of episodes, and then
it's kind of an old archetype.
Yeah, the longer you go, the more you get sucked
in.
Yeah,
Vegeta, same thing.
Yeah,
Vegeta was like the main DBZ villain, like just trying to destroy Earth, and then he's just like, yeah, I'm marrying your friend. I'll watch your kids. I'll water your plants. Whatever, but I'll be angsty the whole time.
Captain Quark, I wish I had
and
more.
I'll still talk in a villain voice.
Yes.
I can't do a good Vegeta.
You really can't, but it's okay.
Awesome.
Number four.
Ada Wong.
Ada Wong. Ain't nothing wrong with Ada Wong, right?
I guess
am I right?
Except that she's also... Well, she's not trying to kill you. But
yeah, I'm a little confused here.
She's sort of a bitch.
Kinda.
Yeah.
She's always pulling a gun on Leon or leaving him for dead somewhere or... stealing shit from him.
I think, we were talking. I said, almost compare her to, like, Catwoman.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, she's not going to, like, Catwoman wouldn't actually, like, stab Batman.
No.
But she'd knock him out with a poison gas and leave him for dead in the middle of Two-Face's lair.
Yes.
Sure. She's done that, probably.
Probably in Two-Face's lair.
There's been a lot of comics, yeah.
Everything I love. I hate to veer again, but just I love Venture Brothers, but Molotov Cocktease is like the best Catwoman parody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It literally has a fucking steel chastity belt, so they can't do anything, but they want to.
Yeah.
They want to. Ada Wong.
Long time no see.
Ada, so it is true.
True? About what?
You, working with Wesker.
I see you've been doing your homework.
But I cannot.
Also, she worked with Wesker. He's a colossal dick.
Yes. 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 Everybody who works with Wesker is officially my enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm including Mila Jovovich, just offhandedly.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
That movie is amazing, by the way. If you
Which one?
The fourth Resident Evil
movie. The 3D
movie.
One that I
just the four?
Made just with Avatar 3D technology.
I have just never seen them go for like such a straight zombie movie. And then at the end, it's a mess of continuity and like people appearing out of nowhere and then like back in a shot. And everybody has magic powers. And like, this was supposed to be Resident Evil. How did they go from like a prison to a boat? That's the whole movie is in a prison and a boat. It's incredible.
I don't think there's any series that has veered off so dramatically from its source material. Yeah, yeah. In like as the movies went on, the first one like was good when you saw it, and then every view it kind of fell lower. Mm-hmm. But then like every movie, it's like, all right, we need at least 50 clones of her in this one, because her fighting alone just isn't. We know why people are seeing.
I actually
this movie.
Skipped out on that movie, and the fourth movie starts out with her being stripped of all those abilities she's been given throughout the course of the series.
She gets Metroided.
Yeah.
Or I was going to say Mega Man, but it's more company appropriate.
But it's weird because I just assumed she'd get them back. Like, she invades someplace with all her clones, she gets superpowers, and then Wesker injects her with something, and she is back to normal. No, back to normal.
That was kind of dumb of him.
Forever. Well, I can't remember. I could be wrong. Fuck that movie. I heard about it for OXM. Ada Wong, anything else we got? We good?
Yeah!
I love the next entry. Good.
Bowser! Everybody loves Bowser.
I could take a geeky issue with this.
Could you?
Yes, because Bowser is never Mario's frenemy in the main games, in the offshoot games. He acts in accordance with Mario's
whim. But the offshoot games outnumber
the main games
by a pretty significant
margin.
What, like 9 Mario Party games? Yeah. Infinite, I think, Mario Sports games.
Well, just because Bowser is in a cart
And not even those. Like when Mario goes from jumping on people's heads to being involved in turn-based combat, for some reason Bowser's just like, all right, fuck this. I can't handle this turn-based shit. I'm just going to fight alongside you.
I thought that was so amazing in Super Mario RPG, the Search for Seven Stars?
Search for
Spock? That's probably
Search
what
for
it
the Seven Spocks.
Search for Wow, I've had 2 beers and can't say that. Anywho.
But it's other ones, too. It's, I think, both of the DS ones.
Yes.
It started in Super Mario RPG, and then
the DS. Everything that's an RPG, all the papers, all the Mario and Luigi's.
Yeah. And one of them, his excuse is, somebody else kidnapped the princess, so now I can't, so I'm going to fight alongside you to get
He's not
so
even the main enemy in Inside Story, where you're playing inside of him.
Yes.
And controlling him at certain points.
And controlling him, yes. I love those fucking games so much.
They're great.
Love those games. I do have a clip of Bowser.
Goomba!
Is that the movie?
I think that's King Koopa. That is a totally different person.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can we ever do a podcast where we only talk about that movie?
Yeah, we should.
All right, good.
We should.
Because I'm totally down for that.
I think we have.
Can we do another?
Michael's written about it pretty extensively. Yeah, I wonder how you'd rank in a Google search. I know in like worst movie scenes, your worst movie scenes in games article comes up so quickly. Mm-hmm. First page. Here's my favorite version of Bowser. Everybody has their favorite Bowser, but I love him in Mario 64. Not getting Rickrolled. That's my favorite Bowser. Yeah,
that's a good one. The first clip, I expected that signature cackle.
Yeah.
It's a good laugh.
Fucking
it's
kind of
like
game.
The Ganon cackle from Zelda 2.
Oh, wait, no, that's not the right one.
That was a little like a...
They had like one bit to work with that, though.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I do. I've said this before on the show, but I would recommend any of you fools who bought a 3DS... Everybody in here are one of those people, right?
Fools accounted for?
See if you can pick up Mario 64 DS, because it finally uses an analog stick. It makes the game like 80% more playable.
It's not really analog.
It's not
digital.
It's better. I think it's totally playable.
It's not perfect because now it still has all these weird camera issues.
It has a bad camera, but I mean that only comes into play and when I want to get everything when I'm scouring for shit and leaping on over perilous jumps to like go behind on the end of like the very edge of a level. Then it gets a little weird, and that is a lot of what I do in Mario 64. But it was great to see that game, like, just, I don't know, there's, like, new stuff to it. It's, like, a sequel to Mario 64, and it's, like, you can get it for, like, fucking $15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bowser. How did I get here? Bowser. Can you tell me any more about Bowser, Mikkel?
He's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I think I was looking it up, the only RPG where he doesn't join forces with Mario is Super Paper Mario. Or not
the,
maybe,
the one
maybe
I didn't play.
Super Paper Mario. Does it might be just Paper Mario.
No, he's in Paper Mario. And he's definitely in Thousand Year Door. Definitely RPG. I can't remember. I don't want to have people screaming at me.
The other thing I love about Bowser is, like, just in case you're worried that he's not evil and that he's just like, oh, I'm trying to capture the princess. The beginning of Super Mario Galaxy, he's flying in an airship and sieging the crap out of the Mushroom Kingdom. Yeah, just that, shooting that, I think, missiles into the city.
That
like,
is
fuck
the most
all you.
Evil he's appeared, I think, oh, yeah. in 2 decades at least.
Like, he is not fucking around when it comes to murdering toads.
Right. Which game is that? I'm sorry.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario Galaxy. Oh, yeah.
Although somebody said, like, at the end of Super Mario Galaxy 2, like, he's depicted as just sort of hanging around with Peach and Mario, like they're friends. So that says to me that, like, yeah, we just kind of accept this.
Also, is anybody ever going to talk about the fact that in Super Mario Sunshine, they kind of allude to the fact that Peach might be the father of or mother of, like, Baby Bowser?
What? Yeah, but I think that's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Baby Bowser maybe. Runs over and yells mommy and grabs her and runs away with her.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's ever going to... We're kind of, like, forgetting that happened. And I don't know.
Did you ever play through Sunshine?
I played enough to get to that scene.
See, I didn't get to the ending, so I don't know how that resolved.
I did. Are you expecting me to remember it?
Yes.
The ending to Mario Sunshine? What's the ending to Mario 64?
Thing. You get a cake.
Yeah. I think so.
And then Yoshi's on top of the castle.
Yes. Oh, ending. Speaking of which, let's end this segment with a blast from Podcast Blast, featuring Koopa and the Mario RPGs. Here. Bust them, break them.
Words to live by. Number two. Yeah.
Number three.
Gray Fox.
Fox!
From Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, this gets complicated, but he's definitely a very memorable friend of me. Yeah. He belongs to the top of the list for sure.
Yeah, he's you know, a lot of people remember him as Ninja from Metal Gear Solid, where he's his appearance in that game would be enough to merit frenemy status because he's alternately trying to kill you and dispense advice and kill you and chopping up soldiers in front of you while being invisible and just being a huge creep. and then he steps in to save you at the end. That's sort of true. And gets stomped into a greasy spot.
I had that.
Snake! We're not tools of the government or anyone else. Fighting was the only thing. The only thing I was good at. But at least I always fought for what I believed in.
That almost sounds like fuck. It sounds like the Reddit fuck.
Yeah.
Like, can you just edit that down to do that? That should be like a go-to sound effect.
I should extend it. All right.
But yeah, he's been in like at least three other games. He was in the first Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might not remember. He was the guy you're basically being sent in to rescue. And then you do, and he gives you, like, you know, leaves behind important maps or something.
The Marauder's map.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And,
Mischief.
And I think he talks to you over the codec from his prison cell or something. He was in Metal Gear 2, and that was probably his most significant role other than Solid, because he, you know, it's established that he's kind of like Snake's best friend, and he shows up and basically just fucks up Snake's shit, like destroys a bridge while he's on it, and then they fight in the middle of a minefield, bare-fisted. It's like this big emotional thing where it's fighting his best friend, but his best friend's loyalty is to Big Boss, who's turned traitor. And then in Portable Ops, where you're playing as Big Boss, he shows up a couple times as this ninja named Null, and it's like a big reveal that, like, you know, Big Boss finally realizes, like, oh, you're that kid I rescued from Africa, where you were a child soldier years ago during the Mozambique Civil War, I think.
Mozambique Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't that in your historically inaccurate moments? Like, we all know it didn't go down like that.
No, it
didn't.
The
Mozambique.
No. No.
Big Boss was nowhere near that war.
No robot ninjas.
That is the first time I've thought of Mozambique in like 5 years. I swear to God.
You had a reason to think of it before that?
I was going to say, I'm like, I expected you to go back much more than five.
Yeah, well, Travel Channel, we just got it in our area. Look at number one!
Miles Edgeworth.
Eureka!
Yes. Everybody loves Miles Edgeworth, but you kind of forget that for most of Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, he's an enormous dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved to, like, I remember just, it was so satisfying. Like when I'd set something up that would piss him off and cause him to get just like go into spasms of horror. Like I really wanted to beat that guy. He was a complete asshole. But you know, by as his character develops toward the end of the game, like you learn things about him and about his motivations. That he's, you know, it really is more that he puts absolute faith in the cops. It's not that he necessarily thinks you're bad or that he's a bad guy. And he'll use underhanded methods to get the verdict that he wants because, again, he thinks he's helping the cops out.
He's the arm of the good guy.
Right.
The ends justify the means, for Miles Edgeworth.
And then he sees the error of his ways and he helps Phoenix out. And
gets his own game in the process.
Yeah, gets his own game in Trials and Tribulations. He comes back to stand in for Phoenix Wright at one point. So that's kind of cool.
See? Miles Edgeworth?
And he is basically, he's just crafted like head to toe. He looks like a villain. He's very flamboyant. He's got the big ass cravat. And
is that what that fucking thing's called?
Yeah, it's a cravat.
An ascot?
No, an ascot is tucked
ruffly?
In. A cravat is ruffly.
This is why we have Michael. Yeah. So this is. I almost played the whole thing. I almost played it. No, people don't want us to go back to Morning Grandio. Cooper, say something bad about Miles Edgeworth.
I think that he just does look like a dick. Like you're.
He looks like Chairman Kaga from Iron Chef.
Yeah, you can't help but root against him, even when he's on your side, because he just looks like a tool.
Objection! I'm going to have to call objection.
Fair enough.
I'm going to have to call objection. All right, folks, stay tuned. We're going to have another brief segment. I keep promising things will return to Talk Radar, but, oh, man, what keeps happening? Interesting stuff, at least, right? Right?
Yeah, sure.
Interesting stuff around the office that we can't talk about right now.
But good stuff.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good videos, good articles. I don't know. Lots of cool stuff. It's getting harder to do the show, though, right?
Yeah.
You're just so busy.
Yeah. But I'm definitely committed to it. Very committed to podcasts. Yeah? That's okay. Anywho, when we get back, the return of game deal. Sorry, I forgot last week. Hopefully, Coop can regale us a little bit of news before running out to his dinner appointment date with an escort and
girlfriend experience. Is the technical term you're looking for.
And maybe a community. No community segment.
They don't deserve it.
Oh, but in the break, you're going to hear I Wish I Had a Portal Gun from College Humor. And it's just a great song. I encourage you to go to the site and check out the video. It's kind of awesome.
Sussex Spade, a.k.a. the Coltrane, and you're listening to Talk Radar. So you keep it locked, in tune, or else you're going to be getting some juice, baby.
Talk Radar, available in the iPhone App Store. Never.
Wish I had a portal, wish I had a portal gun. Wish I had a portal, wish I had a portal gun.
To be an aperture science client would be like a dream. Hey yo, my brain has been craving it back since Portal hit Steam. No commute to work, I'd have a portal express. With a blue one in my closet, orange one at my desk. When my roommate is annoying and been toying with my stuff, I'd shoot a portal underneath him and just punch him in the nuts. I'd order delivery, get it fast like DiGiorno. Cause once it leaves the restaurant, it goes right through a portal. I'm never late for a date, just ask my lady friends. By using portal physics, I'm always impressing them. Forget making reservations, I would never have to wait. Portal in the right location, I got someone else's plate. I could sneak into a party where they didn't invite me and be dealing out Bacardi while some dudes try to fight me. Would always end well dealing with these mere mortals. Aperture handhelds got me thinking with portals. I'm not mute like Freeman, yo, but please don't make me beg for one.
Wish I had a portal gun.
I'd be cool as yellow, I could do a speedy grocery run. Life gave me lemons, I don't make lemonade. I'm mad like Cave Johnson, I got lemon grenades. The world is filled with puzzles I could solve with portal physics. I would brave the chamber struggles just to escape family visits. I'd be traveling like a maverick, surfaces all orange and blue. When I'm locked in my apartment, I'd use the companion cube. Oh, GLaDOS, take me to your center, cause I want to get enriched. I'm dying thinking about your science, I'd do anything for it.
Yeah. I'd shoot two portals in a vertical line. Undo my belt, lean in and change pants without having to look down.
Also, I'd suck my own dick. Yeah, bitches, science. Now you're coming with portals.
Oh, Talk Riders. What? 179?
I think that's what you said.
Yeah, 179. Totally forget. You know, bringing us in, and I'm not sure if this is spoiling anything, and it isn't, but it deserves a proper listen to from you boys. The Gears of War 3 ending song, which was so prolific, it made Body Count reunite. The fantastic Body Count. Cop Killer, anybody?
Yes.
Can anybody name another... anybody name another Body Count song?
No. Does the Gears of War count?
Yes, it does count.
And yes, I can.
Oh, I just like it's.
I got the chills just now. I really wish I was in the meeting where, like...
I don't even understand
where
it.
Where that was pitched.
Yeah, I want to know what came first. And I really, like, tried to imagine it. Like, I think Ice-T just approached someone on the project. Let's say Cliffy B, for lack of a more famous person. Man, I'm a big fan. If you never need anything done, he's like, yeah. And his voice acting goes well. And by goes well means he recorded it. I thought Griffin is kind of a terrible game. and like, yo, what if I made a thong, man? I could just make a song because I'm IT. I can just make thongs. Been looking for a reason to get the band back together. Yo, what about this? Body Count, Gears of War 3. We'll mention you in the chorus.
All right.
I'd like to think that when at E3, when it was announced, that was the first time Cliffy B had heard it, because it sort of looked like he kind of looked around like, yeah, totally, Body Count song in Gears. Woo!
We did a fun segment a long time ago about rap songs for video games. And the Call of Duty one is just as silly, but at least it's like it's made by one of the guys internally. Like, he just made a song about Modern Warfare.
Right.
And Infinity Ward. And, like, you actually, like, hired somebody to write a... Hired a washed-up fan to make a song about you. It's so fucking weird. I don't want... Unleash your grill, fuck a bone shield. The hammer and down will make the locust kneel. I'm a hammer-burst pro. Headshot berserkers with a torque bow.
Oh my god.
OG Marcus Phoenix.
I haven't heard lyrics about video games like that since White Knuckles Scoring.
Very it's very specific, which we cover in that very talk later I just spoke of. Oh, I mean, you guys are going to play Gears, right?
Yes.
This isn't going to keep you.
When you said that Ice-T was going to make a thong, like a the thong. First thing, now I can't get the image of him in a thong out of my head.
Fashioning a thong in a blacksmith.
No, just like walking around in a thong.
Ooh.
Like, how do you like it?
Like Brazilian thong.
Think of his wife. That'll help.
No.
That'll help you. Old Coco. Guess what?
Oh. Take my advice. Do as I say. Save a little money for a rainy day.
Holy dick shit. It is the return of game deals. Sorry for not doing it last week. speaking of Gears of War 3. These deals are still active, and the game is out, but these deals are still active on Amazon and Newegg. You get a $20 video game gift credit on Amazon for buying Gears of War 3, just the regular edition for $59.99. Or at Newegg, you get a $20 gift card, good for everything on Newegg. Both of those come with free shipping. We also see... I'll skip that one. That's the biggie. I see Xbox Live this week. It has 50% off on Portal, Still Alive, Ilo Milo, and Bejeweled.
Ilo Milo is fantastic.
It's fucking beautiful, right?
It is a beautiful game.
Oh, I meant to talk about it more. Like, it's so great. I love Ilo Milo.
It's good, and it's... kind of sad.
Fucking charming and, yeah.
But it's not like sad as in like crazy depressing. Just like real world sad shit that you have to deal with in your life, except you're playing as little.
And
what you're saying is that the publisher wrote you a fat check.
Yes.
Yeah. Fat stacks.
That is what happened.
Fat stacks of bills.
Yes.
Nice.
That's what happened. Oh, look who I'm covering this time. PS PlayStation Network also has some Dizzle Sneals. You can get the Resident Evil trilogy, the first trilogy, super, super cheap.
You can get it for free if you're on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and then like even if you want to pay for it forever without a Plus subscription, the director's cut is $4.99 and Resident Evil 2 and 3 are $2.99. Good deals. And if you're a Plus member, I think RE4...
It's half off.
Yeah, it's $10. $10.
That's
not
crazy.
Bad. Not bad.
So you can get Resident Evil 1 through 4 for under $20?
I was a little surprised when I logged into... I wanted to look into getting it for the 360. And I was like, okay, how many Microsoft points is this going to be? And it's like $19.99. Like, wow, actual money.
Yeah.
You never see that.
Really helps you balance it. So first I have to go in the store and buy money. Mm-hmm. Then a bunch more money than I actually need.
You're buying play money.
Yeah.
It's Monopoly money.
Moon dollars.
Yeah. Oh, you can't get much better than this. DC Universe goes free to play. DC Universe Online goes free to play in October.
It's going to be a three-tiered pricing structure where you can either get it completely for free, or if you've spent any money at all ever, you get like a little bit more stuff. And if you want to still pay the $15 a month, or you were suckered, you decided to buy the lifetime membership, you all get this. You get a ton of bonuses.
They call this the Ambassador Man program.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay $15 a month to not play that game.
All right.
Yay.
Everything is great.
It's fun. You should download it for free.
No, I thought it was fun.
I started playing it at first, and then I just, I
didn't want to pay
$15. Didn't go back to it, and never got around to canceling my subscription.
It's worth paying through at least 1 month. Playing through at least one like playthrough as any character because the story is cool. It feels like you're in a comic. And it's free
I'd like
now.
To play
so.
It's a I've better always meant to go back to it. I just haven't had
it's
time.
A better superhero game than any of this other fucking awful movie tie-ins that have come out in DC and Marvel.
Oh, absolutely.
Time.
Especially that Arkham Asylum bullshit.
I didn't mean that one. Shit, I should have said movie tie-ins. All right. Live and learn.
I thought you did. I'm just making fun.
Live and
funsies.
Well, speaking of fun, all PlayStation Move stuff is reduced.
Yeah, it better
all
be.
Over. Amazon has the sharpshooter controller, which is plastic.
I know some people swear by that thing. I fucking hate it. It's a cool peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. Like, it's very impressive to hold, and it's very well made, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for one of those things.
But then when I actually tried to play with it on SOCOM, it's just like, this is a huge pain in the ass. I don't like holding this thing up, keeping it pointed at the TV mm-hmm. for long stretches of time. I don't like that the smallest movement, like, just sends my cursor going all over the place.
I know what your problem was.
Yeah?
You were playing SOCOM.
Oh,
no, that
burn.
Is a problem. Yeah.
Oh, Michael Parr is what you're doing. Wait, I lost all my fun sound effects. I did like that you said that there are people who swear by it
mm-hmm.
because, and I brought this up a billion times before, but I hated having that conversation with my friends about first-person shooters, whether a controller, mouse, or keyboard. And like, mouse and keyboard was designed to process words and scroll through windows. It is better for a first-person shooter, but it's
you can
clearly,
click on an enemy's head to kill them. That's how it works.
It can't be the end of how we design first-person shooters. And I was hoping these motion-controlled things would be how we play first-person shooters optimally, and like the fact that people have adopted it for that reason, sort of cool.
Move is good for first-person shooters. I'll say that I don't really like it myself, mm-hmm. but it is reasonably fun. And but it's just that whole setup with the gun. I just think it sort of defeats the purpose of Move. Like, it makes it less accurate because when you're holding Move, it's kind of the reason you can be so accurate is because it can read like tiny little flicks of the wrist, mm-hmm. like minuscule movements, and you can get right on target. With this, you have to move. I mean, you're
your
holding
whole body,
it in one hand. You have to move. Yeah, your entire arm. You have to turn the gun to look in any direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of clumsy.
I
didn't enjoy it.
What I always meant to look into is, why is there a safety on that thing?
That's an excellent question.
Why is there a safety on that thing?
Well, you gotta be. It's safety first, man.
God forbid I point at my sister. Anyway, the Nav controller is $15, and the Move controller is $25, and this is all at Amazon. GameStop has all Move games new for $9.99.
Really?
What? Hmm. I know. Your minds are all blown.
Yep.
All over the place.
Let's get into super crazy special editions. I'm always hesitant to jump into special editions. It's awesome when you wait for a special edition. And Halo Reach Legendary Edition with that amazing statue is $50 at Best Buy. Cheaper than a new game. It's a really good collection, but also
got a statue that could theoretically hold a toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah. Or what is it holding now? Like Charlie's Lord of the Rings figures?
Yes.
Yeah, and a Lancer. The Lancer's removable, though.
And speaking of Epic Editions, we have the Gears of War 3 Epic Edition. Here's an interesting thing. You know how much that costs, Edition?
120?
It's 170, I think.
Wow.
With the statue and everything?
With the statue. I mean, the statue's fucking huge.
It is, and it's pretty
awesome. It's really big, and there's a bunch of cool stuff in there. And Toys R Us, if you buy a 4GB 360 with Kinect,
mm-hmm.
forget the price, you can get any game for free.
Wow.
In that any game category, apparently, it includes the Gears of War 3 Epic Edition.
Damn.
Yeah, so damn, if you take advantage, you got a day to take advantage of that, I believe. They have to recognize their mistake eventually. But yeah, that's pretty cool. And so goes good game.
Take my advice, do as I say, save a little money for a rainy day.
Perfect. Yeah. Holly Coop.
So,
what's up with the news?
Lots of news
happening
this week. We already brought up the DC Universe Online thing. That's pretty awesome news. That counts for the PlayStation 3 version as well,
mm-hmm.
which I played the PS3 and the PC version. Mm-hmm. I vouch, and even though generally I usually go PC,
mm-hmm.
PS3 version is much better.
Yeah, so, I mean, just to do all that with a controller was
yeah, and it plays better with a controller than it does with a mouse and keyboard. But beyond that, the Diablo 3 beta is now live.
What?
Yeah, if you opted in on their website, you may have gotten a code to play beta, unless you're me, in which case Blizzard said that I could screw myself.
That's so convenient. Aww. Hooking up our PC capturing maybe for just the same reason.
And they also said they're going to give codes away. It's not like an MMO beta where mm-hmm. it's like, here's the whole game. Tell us what's broken. It's more like hey, here's an hour and 45 minute long demo that, because you're all nerds, you're going to play like 80 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that's about as many times as I'm going to play it. So that is now available. Start refreshing your inbox.
Oh, nice.
Beyond that, Arkham City is delayed on PC only.
Oh, PC.
On PC
okay.
only.
I don't care, then.
Yes. And only till November.
PC owners are used to delays, man.
They really are, especially yeah. from Assassin's Creed,
yeah.
which always gets delayed. But yeah, Arkham City delayed till November. But they released some cool new screenshots, including Batman and Bane fighting back-to-back against a bunch of bad guys. Because they're besties now.
Interesting.
For your next best
man,
frenemies list.
If I'd known.
I did see, I think, Willie Fresh on Twitter. I haven't checked this, verified this, but I'm going to trust Willie Fresh. He's a good boy. That Arkham City pre-order... animated series costume that I wanted so desperately is available at GameStop.
Yes, GameStop exclusive.
Oh, I haven't pre-ordered something at GameStop in years.
Now you have your excuse because that looks whew. Awesome.
Yes.
This is the first year I've really been pre-ordering anything from
yeah.
GameStop. But I've pre-ordered a lot.
yeah,
because
yeah.
there's a lot of weird special editions coming up mm-hmm. that I want to get my hands on.
Anything in particular?
Well, the Saints Row... third.
Oh.
But I care much less about the weird Dr. voice modulating Genki. Headphones than I do about the Dr.
Genki
stuff.
Dr. Genki stuff. Yeah. Man, fuck. I hope you've seen that video Mike Grimm and I did with Drew Holmes, the writer of Saints Row 3. It was so much fun, and then being able to cull through all this hyper silly
I'm really looking
Saints Row
game.
Footage. Like, I love Mike Grimm just said on Twitter, like, his link to the article was like, Saints Row 3, the third goes full retard. And it does, and it's awesome. It just
wow.
Saints Row. I was fiddling around and I got this rejected. Saints Row the third doesn't give a fuck.
That's good.
It's
too.
It's awesome. Shit. What else? Do we have any other news?
A little bit. Zynga has announced Mafia Wars 2.
Ooh.
And even though that may not be something that all of you are interested in, you can probably expect to hear about it on your Facebook.
Have they always done Mafia Wars?
They've been doing Mafia Wars for a while. I don't think. I think they
Did
bought
they
it.
It. I think
yeah.
they bought it. Right?
That was back when Zynga just bought everyone that made anything.
It was on MySpace, wasn't it?
It was on MySpace.
Ah.
It was like a standalone website first.
Yeah.
But they've announced a second one with like an open world and stuff.
Ooh.
That's pretty much all they announced so far.
And,
so we're going to find out more soon, though.
Optimize crops. I'm thinking of farm.
Yes.
Thinking of farm.
You will
I'm
be able to
farming.
Plant your money
I'm thinking
and
of
launder
farming.
It. I don't know.
Eureka!
And the big news story is Assassin's Creed Revelations for the PS3 is going to come with a copy of the original game.
And it won't have trophies, apparently.
Oh, that sucks. That would have made it like a guaranteed buy.
Yeah.
For me, it really would have. Like,
will the original have trophies?
I don't think it did.
Yeah,
yeah, they hadn't come out
in
yet.
That weird period before. Yeah,
when
but you know what else has trophies? Shadow of the Colossus.
That's true. It does, and that comes out next week.
God of War 1 has trophies. So, like,
yeah,
maybe put some
is
trophies.
It really,
in
is it that much? They could have just copied and pasted the achievements.
I can't imagine. I'm just like looking at the amount of saves Gears of War 3 does for me. Like the amount of bullets from a specific gun that if it hits, it just does it naturally. Is like just I'll just save that information
just in case.
How fucking hard is that when you hit a fucking landmark?
The thing is, trophies are weird, man.
Well, you gotta figure out if it's bronze
or
platinum
no,
or gold.
It's because they were like an aftermarket edition that was kind of tacked on. So now, like, you know, when I installed Resistance 3 last night, first I had to wait for the game to install, then installing trophies. Why is it doing this separately?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, that whole weird Apocalypse 3 thing from...
Yeah.
Last year, I mean, like, that was because something fucked up in
because
the
there
trophies.
Probably wasn't something set in place to save the trophies,
hmm.
and now they had to create one afterwards.
Yeah, I
like
guess.
After aftermarket.
But and, like, you always have to connect with the server
you have
and
to
wait
synchronize
for,
them.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
God.
There was one time I think it was after Portal 2 came out where I wanted to talk to one of my friends about the ending, and I'm like, oh, I need to figure out if she finished the game yet. But she bought it on the PS3, so let me see how many trophies she has. And I went and like tried to synchronize trophies and just sat there staring at the screen for like 15 minutes. Like, cool. I'm happy that this is a feature they added.
And I know you hashtag first world problems, but I mean,
I think everyone has these problems.
Yeah,
this is big important issues.
It is.
They are.
It is. Starving children in Africa are worried about their trophies.
We are not doing a Starving Children in Africa podcast.
That's true.
Although
but we should.
They're
do that.
Free to listen. Four of them are free to listen. Everybody else get out. I know there's one person from Zambia listening. I know that for a fact.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
Take a number.
No.
You get. There's four of them.
Only in our video player can like we can look and see who's watching and where.
Right.
And it's just going clicking over to Africa. Like,
wow.
Oh, we have. 6 readers in the Congo.
we have
only 3 in South Africa. No, South Africa is definitely more. There's a lot of white people. What?
Well, a lot of English speakers, let's say.
A lot of English speakers, yes. What was I talking? I wanted to bring back the question of the week super fast. Super fast, because you've got like 10 minutes before you have to bounce. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the last question of the week was, because we haven't done it in a while. If you heard us talk about Gears of War 3, and like when you're playing single-player campaign, and it's supposed to be, I don't know, drop-in or drop-out co-op, and there's four players with you all the time. Playing in single player, like, they're stealing your kills, your executions, they'll do all the work for you. It's kind of sucks to have them all there at the same time. Originally, I thought co-op would be the savior of everything multiplayer. Like, I thought co-op was amazing. And, like, I'm wondering, do you guys have any negative co-op experiences?
Yes.
Yes?
It's not necessarily from co-op experiences, per se.
No, like, sure.
I
thought it was that untouchable thing that would make everything better every time.
The time where it ends up being a problem is when you've played through 3/4 of the game with a specific person, and then they go on a vacation, can't play, and then you are sort of not allowed to play anymore. And it could be a friend that lives in another state. It could be anyone, or it could be a local co-op partner. But it's that feeling of like, it's almost like when you're watching a TV show with a person, you don't want to get ahead.
I was going to say, Tyler Wilde and I are watching Fringe at the house, and like, we can't watch another episode until both of us are present and available to watch an episode.
And I've been waiting to play Gears of War for a friend to play it, and then he ended up getting it, and I didn't have access to it. So now it's like, well, now I feel like I should have been playing all, and it ends up causing unnecessary drama.
I think what some of us decide is that we're going to play through it on our own first, and then maybe if we want to go back and do co-op on Insane, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm playing through Gears. I'm not waiting for fucking anything.
See, I play so little online multiplayer that most of my negative co-op experiences go back to like screaming at friends while playing Contra 3.
Yes.
Stop stealing all my shit!
Yes. Stop it. That was my spread.
Forgotten Worlds, playing with a partner who keeps stealing all my zennies. Like, any time where I have to compete for power-ups, I always have some guy who just rushes over and grabs them first, or I am that guy, and then they get mad at me.
It never ends.
Yeah, exactly. It never ends, Chris.
I was trying to spin something negative about Dead Island, because, like, it's weird. I turn my personal Xbox's notifications off, so I can't see when people send me messages or join me, but I didn't want to keep everybody out of my game. So, like, every once in a while, people drop. I'm sorry, Notorious BLT. I'm not singling you out, because this happened with a lot of other people. You'll just get to an area, like, oh, you're not ready for that area. You haven't unlocked this area. But, like, I didn't ask this person to come in. Like, it's just the default setting to have it publicly available for people to jump into co-op. If they're not ready or I'm not ready, then should both of our gameplay experiences be hampered? Like, it's sort of like when you load up a multiplayer map and someone didn't download the DLC. Like, but I didn't, we're both playing the retail game. Like, don't have people available to just jump in and jump out. And Notorious BLT, like, hand me a weapon, and I received it, and it was way leveled up, and I couldn't use it for, I would want to say, literally 7 or 8 hours. Like, then why give the ability to hand me that weapon? And in Dead Island, your inventory is so scarce.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to this thing. Like, maybe it'll be awesome. I don't know. He made it himself. And I appreciated it. I held on to it as a gift, and I did play with it until I got a way upgraded one.
Nice.
BLT. But I appreciated that. It wasn't a bad experience. Dead Island's got tons of problems regardless of that. But I will maintain it is the best terrible game available out right now.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Had so much fun with it.
So it is really fucking fun.
It is so much fun. Everything about it is so buggy. So much
although
fun.
Somebody said on Twitter, I forget who, but I apologize for that. But somebody said that we're playing it on the wrong system, that he plays it on PS3 and has no problems.
PS3 has the issue where the autosave isn't working sometimes, where it'll say it autosaved and then you'll lose like five hours of play.
Game had a disastrous launch.
So if that's the only problem it has, it's still a pretty big problem.
So like the PC people get the beta version of the game on Steam, get a total refund. I played it on 360 and I thought I was doing something wrong. I'm selling things in my inventory and I was told there was a patch that was out and I got the patch and then I would fix this. Eventually, I'm selling all the stuff off. I'm trying to sell all the stuff off. I have 600 bars of soap and 900 magnets, and you're saving all these so you eventually can craft better weapons.
Right.
But I'm at the end of the game. I'm like, I'm going to start selling off everything. Get to my 60 magnets. I would like to sell these 60 magnets. You have the option to sell one at a time. And then when you click to sell, it jumps you to a different part of the menu. So you can't – that's a bug. That's such a fucking weird bug too. Like because you have like six – you have like several dozen things in your inventory and it'll just jump me out of the screen I was in and I'll have to scroll back down, find magnet, sell. I'm in a completely different place. Completely random spot in the menu. Get back, sell one, back. This is a fucking weird problem.
In 6 months, that game's going to be awesome.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. All right. We have to get out of here. Check that out in GamesRadar forums. We'll try and set up a question of the week thread. Of course, if we forget or I'm out, I love it when you guys started after hearing it. That's very nice. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/CNTista. How about that? I'm gonna start tweeting some cool stuff.
All right, awesome.
Yeah!
Yeah!
So we're going to get out of here. Hopefully you'll get it to me in time. If not, I'll replace it with something else. But Strangle Me's band, Anesthetized, has an album out. It's coming out September 12th to the 13th. Hopefully you can get me more information. But this is the jam. This is the jam you wanted to highlight. So, fuck yeah. Strangle Me. Good job, brother. My words will infiltrate your soul and tear it up to shreds. Many have tried to stop me, but they all just end up dead. I walk the battlefield amongst hundreds of separate heads. My blade decapitated some of the best that have ever bled. The sight of rotting corpses makes for a disturbing visit. The end result for all opponents that have heard me spitting. A dangerous stranger with this early disposition. Cutting victims in half quick like early intermission. I spit the fire that's ignited my flammable thoughts. A vicious style that's inspired by cannibal corpse. Bloody disgusting lyrics tripping the nastiest gore. Turn my disease like the cunt of the trashiest whore. Slut. I'm from a place where motherfuckers be spitting the hardest. A place full of sick people that's evil and heartless. We stick up kids, stay lifting your wallets. I'm repping Brooklyn like the gift of Mr. Christopher Wallace. Let's go. Be extra careful when you're facing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you were facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you were facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. I step up to the mic with nothing but death on my mind. No one survives when they collide with these excellent rhymes. I slice you open with the sharpest and deadliest lines. Make you spill your guts like a man is confessing a crime. Yeah. I'm not the usual, I'm cut from a different cloth. A creature on the hunt for whack MCs that are spitting soft. Death makes my dick hard, psychotically getting off on the blood that's sprayed. I pay from all the heads that I'm ripping off. I bathe in the blood of the slain, the same as a drug in my vein. An empty that's fucking insane, bringing you nothing but pain. I'm killing rappers without reason and nothing to gain. Devour every single person that's up in this game. I'm going nuts and I won't stop until everyone suffers. I've had enough of all you rhyme like a bitch, motherfuckers. I'm here to show you we can see the true meaning of power and bring the end like the impact of media showers. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you were facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you were facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. I'm not surprised if you pussy rappers ain't heard of me. Cause those that know me have died during my murder spree. I'm certainly the most dangerous man you've ever seen. A Terminator like Arnold, Austrian death machine. I bring the deadliest violence to all you fucking bitches. I'll eat your flesh like a cannibal that's been hunger stricken. To stab you up and consume what's left is my desire. A cross between Dr. Lecter and Mr. Michael Myers. Shit. I was the kid who would kill the cats and light the fires. Now I'm the man who conceals the gas, murder for hire. I got your ass in the ground begging to stay alive. But if you knew what I'm planning, your ass afraid to die. My entire life is a blur, cause every day I'm high. PCP rolling with weed, the only way to fly. It's over, your fate is sealed, there's no escaping I. My face of death is revealed, it's time to say goodbye. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you are facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you are facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it all and realize that you are facing the best. Your life is taken as a payment of debt. That's what you get when up against one of my faces of death. Be extra careful when you're placing your bets. You risk it.
What's wrong? Snake?